All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you this week, fifth Wednesday of the month. So that means we are in the Shirk Center in Bloomington, Illinois, here with Pro Wrestling America. And we have a couple of great matches, including the American Tag Team titles on the line, Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard defending the titles against Bad Company. We've got Grappler defending the Interstate 74 title against Ahmed Johnson. And Iron Mike Sharp defending the Illinois heavyweight title against Bunkhouse Buck, and many more matches. All of that tonight. But first, we're out in the parking lot. Bryan Adams comes to the arena, and he is attacked by members of Devastation Incorporated. He has left a bloody mess, and his car isn't in great shape either. Once he finally makes it into the arena, he finds the rest of the Dirty Dozen in the dressing room, planning out what is going to happen during the card. Bryan blows up at all of them, asking, "Where were you?" Alexandra tries to reason with him, but Bryan shoves her out of the way. She falls back over a bench and hits her head on a locker. I tell Bryan to take a walk and cool off before things really escalate. Bryan leaves the dressing room, saying that he has no friends in the Dirty Dozen. What does all that mean? Well, we're going to have to find out. But first, we have the Interstate 74 title on the line, Grappler defending the title against Ahmed Johnson. And Ahmed attacks Grappler as he's walking up the aisle. They brawl in the aisle for a few minutes before finally making it into the ring. Nick Patrick calls for the bell to start the match, but he calls for the bell shortly thereafter as Ahmed lifts Grappler into a military press and drops him over the top rope onto the concrete floor. Your winner by disqualification and still Interstate 74 champion is the Grappler in a time of 34 seconds. After the bell sounds, Ahmed climbs out of the ring and continues to beat down on Grappler. Grappler meets the ring steps, the ring post, and the guardrail several times before Akbar finally drags Ahmed away from the ring. Ahmed not exactly thrilled to not have his Interstate 74 title anymore. Then gentlemen Chris Adams and Alexandra York come out to the interview desk. Lance Russell comes out to talk with them. Adams demands a match with Lawler for costing him the American heavyweight title. Lawler and Akbar come out to answer the challenge. Akbar says that he will accept the match, but Alexandra must be handcuffed to him throughout the match. Alexandra looks disgusted at the idea. However, Adams accepts the stipulation. Alexandra tries to talk him out of it, but Adam says he has things under control. So, we have a match tonight with Gentleman Chris Adams and Jerry the King Lawler. Akbar and Alexandra York handcuffed together. That should be interesting. Well, now the next match has Bryan Adams facing off against Robert Fuller. And Bryan comes down to the ring with Akbar. The crowd reacts unfavorably to his attitude as the newest member of Devastation Incorporated. Adams overpowers Fuller in a quick match. He gets the pin after a vicious spine buster in a time of 3 minutes 12 seconds. Akbar celebrates the win of the newest member of Devastation Incorporated. What is Bryan Adams' departure from the Dirty Dozen and entrance into Devastation Incorporated mean for the rest of us? He and Nikita were looking like they could be a powerful tag team in the PWA. But that seems to be history now. Will Nikita have words with Adam? We may find out later. Moving on, we have Eric Watts facing off against Big Boss Man. And Watts and Boss Man have a great match. Watts gives up a little bit of weight, but he proves himself to be up to the task. Boss Man looks like he has the match in hand, but Watts rolls out of the way of a big splash from the middle turnbuckle. From there, Watts takes control of the match, winning it with an inverted Russian leg sweep in a time of 12 minutes, 39 seconds. Now we move on to the Illinois heavyweight title match. A rematch from 2 weeks ago. Sharp defending his Illinois heavyweight title against Bunkhouse Buck. The two men brawl in and outside the ring. Sharp finally gets the pin with a superplex in a time of 14 minutes. Sharp retains the title, but he came close to losing it several times in the match. This is a great opportunity for Bunkhouse Buck if he can just get the things to line up just right. All right, next match has Jimmy Garvin facing off against Big Bubba Rogers. And Rogers overpowers Garvin, seeking to end the match quickly. However, Garvin kicks out of the Bubba Slam. Garvin tries to mount some offense after taking a quick breather outside the ring. When Garvin goes into the ropes, Akbar trips him. Rogers falls on top of him with a big splash for the pin in a time of 6 minutes, 33 seconds. As Jimmy Garvin goes back to the dressing room area, Alexandra meets Nikita at the interview desk. Mark Lawrence asks him about Bryan Adams joining Devastation Incorporated. Nikita acknowledges that he has Austin Idol tonight, but he wants a shot at Bryan Adams. Nikita demands, as only Nikita can, that Akbar give him the match. Alexandra doubts that it will happen because even Akbar has to acknowledge that the only way Bryan Adams has any real success and a title in the PWA is with the Russian Nightmare. She challenges Akbar to prove her wrong. Nikita goes out back to the dressing room, and Chris Adams and Alexandra come down to the ring for their match against Jerry Lawler. Lawler and Akbar follow after him. Akbar has the pair of handcuffs in his hand. Akbar and Alexandra are handcuffed together. As Adams and Lawler brawl in the ring, Akbar tries to keep things in Lawler's favor. Lawler picks Adams up for a scoop slam, but Jerry Calhoun gets knocked out. While Calhoun is out, Akbar tosses his cane into Lawler. Alexandra gouges Akbar's eyes. Lawler grabs Alexandra by the hair and drags her into the ring. Adams nails Lawler from behind with a running knee lift, knocking him out of the ring. Alexandra crawls out of the ring on the other side of the ring post from Akbar. Akbar pulls on the handcuffs, slamming Alexandra into the ring post. Adams climbs out of the ring after Lawler. Seeing Akbar's shenanigans, Adams nails him with the super kick. Lawler gouges Adams' eyes before rolling him back into the ring. Lawler climbs the turnbuckle as Calhoun gets back to his feet. Lawler comes off with a double axe handle, but Adams nails him in the stomach. Adams takes him over with a gut-wrench suplex for the pin in a time of 22 minutes, 43 seconds. Adams gets the key to the handcuffs from Calhoun and releases Alexandra. He reconnects the handcuffs to the bottom ropes and waves someone down to the ring. I rush down to the ring with a bull rope in my hands. I run around the ring and nail Akbar with the cowbell several times. I wrap the bull rope around Akbar's neck and choke him until Calhoun and Adams haul me off of him. So yes, there is not an ending in sight for me and Akbar just yet. We move on from there after everything gets a little calmed down, and we have Nikita Koloff facing off against the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And Nikita and Idol tear into each other, but the match is cut short when Bryan Adams charges the ring and attacks Nikita. Randy Anderson calls for the disqualification. Adams tosses Nikita out of the ring. Akbar seems happy, but Idol is irate. He spins Adams around asking why he's there. He had the match in hand. Adams and Idol start to yell at each other. Akbar climbs into the ring to separate the two of them. Nikita slides into the ring and takes all three of them down with a double clothesline. Akbar, Idol, and Adams all roll out of the ring. Nikita challenges them to get back in the ring, but Akbar pulls his men back to the dressing room. So your winner in a time of 5 minutes 7 seconds by disqualification is the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff. And now our main event. American Tag Team titles on the line. Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard defending the titles against Bad Company. Akbar is still seething about the American Tag Team Champions leaving Devastation Incorporated and joining Bobby Heenan's family. He decides the best way to get at them is through his Illinois Tag Team Champions. So we have the American Tag Team Champions defending their titles against the Illinois Tag Team Champions in Bad Company. The match is definitely main event quality for the PWA. The two sets of champions have a great match. Tanaka and Scorpio have the brunt of the action in the match. Wildcard and Diamond have a few good moments in the match. But Scorpio and Wildcard whip both members of Bad Company into each other before Scorpio pins Tanaka with the 450 splash to retain the titles in a time of 19 minutes, 17 seconds. The ring fills with members of Devastation Incorporated, but the American champions get to safety. A wild ride, including everybody retaining their titles, but me choking out Akbar. That's probably going to cause some problems, and we'll have to see about that next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.